Hey, it's L.A. Lloyd here. Today, the fifth time for Scott Stapp to co-host The Rock 30. Welcome back. Great to see you again, man.
Good to be here, brother. Thanks for having me.
Well, I always love interviewing artists just a few days before their album comes out. Higher Power is coming out just a few days on March 15th. So let's begin there. I mean, how are you feeling? Are you optimistic, anxious, or, you know, a little nervous, or all of the above?
All of the above. And I'm very excited today because prior to starting the interview, I found out that the song hit number 12, which is my highest charting solo song in my solo career.
Wow.
So far. And so I'm just so grateful and excited that it's connecting with people and all the love that folks like you at radio are giving it. And just so grateful, man. So many good things are happening, and I'm just trying to cherish every moment.
Indeed. Well, last time we had you on the show, we were right smack dab in the middle of COVID, July 2020. We talked about your producers at the time on The Space Between the Shadows. Now, I was familiar with Marty Fredrickson, but for some reason, I didn't put together Scott Stevens, producer Scott Stevens, the Exes, and then move forward to 2023. Scott hits me up and he sends me this song, Spirits High, that I loved. I put it on the Rock 30, and it went to number one, believe it or not, based on just the fan request. I know that's a big setup for the next question, man, but we have obviously mutual admiration for Scott, so talk about working with him, man.
100%. I mean, Scott has, he and I have known each other for over a decade, and, you know, he's developed a relationship with me on a personal level. We've shared, you know, I've shared a lot of personal things in the studio with him. He kind of came into my life right when I was starting my recovery journey, and so I shared a lot with him. He's seen a lot in my life and knows me really, really well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when I, you know, when I started this writing process and was working on this record, you know, he called me up and he goes, dude, I got a song just for you. I've got the title and I've started writing it and I've got the music bed. I want you to come to the studio and let's finish writing it together. And I go, tell me about it. He goes, no, I want you to come. And hear it, and let's go from there. So I showed up in the studio. He had the title Higher Power, and had a lot of it. And I think that just shows when you have chemistry with somebody, and you have a history, you know, where they've been a part of your story and your journey. I think amazing things like that can happen in the writing process. And I'm just so grateful for Scott Stevens. I love him so much. And he's been such an inspiration, guide and friend and collaborator and just a special gift to the music community.
Well, he texted me just before the interview to tell you hi, and he was so excited, you know, talking about working with you and also, you know, working with Dorothy.
Yeah,
kind of makes
man.
Sense that Dorothy does a song on the album called If These Walls Could Talk. So let's talk about that track.
You know, that was a divine appointment. That was not... It was just something I know that God put together.
Yeah.
That's all I can say, because when after the song was written, I thought that it was going to be my entry point to country. You know, living in Nashville for 7 years and being around the country community, I thought it had a country-leaning vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I added a country, I knew it was supposed to be a duet when it was done. After I laid down my vocals, I knew there's something missing here. And I think this is a duet, and it needs a female vocalist. So I began looking at country artists.
Interesting.
And one in particular popped on the radar. Her name was Alexandra Kay. She's currently opening for Jelly Roll on his big tour.
Right.
Which was a big break for her. I'm so happy for her. But she had done a Creed medley on TikTok, and it went viral. So she popped on my radar. I called my publicist, and I said, hey, I want to go meet with her. I've got this song, and you know, maybe she's the one. You know, maybe she's the one that we have on it. And so I went out, met with her, and performed a song with her on stage in Nashville, but wasn't ready to pull the trigger yet.
Yeah.
You know, something told me inside, like, you know, let's see what options are out there, you know, before you really, you know, commit. Then I spoke with management, and they brought up Lainey Wilson. And I did some research with her, and she had just done a duet, I think, with Hardy and Jelly Roll. And
right.
I was like, you know, Lainey's duetted out. It's awesome and incredible and as talented as she is. I don't think she needs a third one within, you know, a 24-month calendar year.
Right.
So then I just gave it to God, man, and happened to be out doing a show in Montana with Daughtry, and found out about this female artist that was opening the show. I wasn't familiar with Dorothy, I'll be honest with you. And I went out and watched a few of her songs, and I knew two or three songs in, that's the voice that needs to be on the song.
Wow.
I knew it. I knew it in my spirit. I knew it in my soul. You know, all the bands got together to meet each other and shake hands and introduce themselves afterwards. And we had a brief, you know, 5-10 minute, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. And then I had no idea that she was working with Scott Stevens. And so we were working on my record, and I had reached out to Scott about something pertaining to my record. And he said, hey, I'm in the studio with Dorothy today. I'll have to get back to you. I'm busy. And I was like, you're in studio with who? And he goes, Dorothy. And I was like, dude, play her If These Walls Could Talk and ask her if she'll sing the duet, if she'll do the song with me.
Right.
And he goes, all right, if we get some time, you know how Stevens is. And so I got an email back, either an email or a text that said, play it for her. She's in tears. Mm. She's in.
Wow.
And I was just, I was like, I can't wait to hear it. And so I was just on him all the time. Did she record it yet? And she recorded it yet? And she recorded it yet? I wanted to hear it.
Yeah.
And finally, they tracked it, and I got it, and I listened to it. And it was just, it confirmed everything that I knew in my spirit when I saw her perform live. It just goosebumps.
Mm.
My eyes were watering. And I just knew it was a God thing. And I can't wait to share it with the world here on March 15th.
Wow, that's a great story. Well, I'm doing this themed show for the Rock 30 on Father's Day this year. And, you know, So far I've talked with Dan Donegan from Disturbed and Jacoby from Papa Roach about, you know, being a front man or in a band or and raising kids, man. And, you know, the obligations that pulls you on both sides. So I'd just like to get your opinion and hear your story.
You know what? It I've been able to navigate it well so far. In terms of, you know, the kids, part of their life, they know they come out and they see dad when he's on tour. And then when I'm off tour, I've immersed myself in their lives and, you know, been a coach, been coach staff, and love to, you know, car line dad, you know, taking them to school, picking them up. Any time I can get in there and spend time with them when I'm home, I try to just come right off the road. And literally it's going from tour schedule to getting up at 6 a.m. And so, you know, and I love it, and I love being a dad, and I love being involved in their lives. And it's just, you know, it's my life, and it's what I do. So it's a gift, it's a blessing, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
And I love the videos that you post on social media there with your baseball cap on, doing your coaching duties there. You do a fine job, man. I got to tell you, I love that. Well, I have to follow that question up and give a little time to Jacqueline, your wife there. I mean, it's great that I get to interact with you and her on social media as well. And, you know, maybe let's talk a little bit about Jackie, how she's helped you with strength and get through some struggles and just being by your side.
You know, Jackie has been by my side for years. She stuck through me through some difficult times. And we have three beautiful kids together. And, you know, I know for a fact that I wouldn't be sober today without those kids and the role that she played during a certain time in my life.
Right.
And so, you know, there's no denying that.
Indeed. So we're going to talk just a little bit about the Creed tour shortly. But first, I wanted to ask you, did you have hesitation committing to this full on tour? Because, I mean, obviously, you've got Higher Power coming out in a few days. There'll be a tour with you doing your solo stuff. And then you jump right into Creed. And what was your hesitation at first, kind of trying to balance both of them?
Well, initially, I just thought I was making a solo record and I was going to go promote that. And then the cruises came on. And from my perspective, it was, let's test the waters, let's see how the vibe is, and then go from there. But there was just this snowball effect happening with all the viral stuff online. And, you know, there was just such a demand that, you know, next thing you know, there's a tour opportunity, you know, put in front of me. And at first I was like, man, I've got a solo record. I wanted to, you know, promote this solo album. And then I had some wise people, you know, share with me that, hey, man, a rising tide raises all ships.
Right.
All right. It's a good thing. And so you know, here we are, a shed tour, arena tour, solo touring in between, still working solo songs at radio. And the beautiful thing about it is that Mark and I are so supportive of each other's individual bands.
Right.
He's been so supportive of me with the Higher Power album, and everything that I've got to do with that, and allowing me to, and just continue to promote that while doing Creep. And I'm 100% supportive of everything he's doing, and any Tremonti music that's coming out. Like, we just want to be supportive of each other, because there's room in music for everybody.
Indeed.
Just write good songs.
That's exactly.
You know what I mean? You don't have to, you know, one doesn't have to go away for the other to succeed. There's room for everybody. And I think that's a good place to be and to finally get to. You know, I've never been competitive with in my nature with it. I always understood that, but I've definitely seen that vibe. And so for all the young artists out there, it's not a competition. Just write good songs.
That's a great point, man. Well, the Summer of 99 cruise was announced to set sail April 18th through the 22nd, sold out. Then April 27th through May 1st, sold out. I mean, what did you and Mark just start thinking when you just saw the excitement and fans just rushing to get on this cruise with you guys?
I had no idea until Mark shared with me that the Creed cruises, I guess, and I hope I'm repeating this correctly, were the fastest selling out music cruises ever.
Wow.
That's huge. And I had no idea. I've never been on a rock cruise. I've never been on a cruise where there was, you know, a music formatted cruise. I've been on a Disney cruise once,
mm-hmm.
With my kids. You know, so I had no idea what that meant. But apparently it is a good thing. And it was just a litmus test and an indicator, that there were a lot of fans out there that wanted to see the band. And then looking at the analytics now, how you can, with social media, you know, three generations of fans out there,
yeah,
that want to see Creed, and I feel so grateful, and it's such a gift, and it's something I'll never take for granted.
Well, in the summer of 99, you were in your mid-20s. You know, Creed had released two albums by 99 that both eventually went on to be multi-platinum. Here you are, almost double that age, man. And if 50-year-old Scott could go back and talk to 26-year-old Scott back then, summer of 99, what would you say to him?
Oh, man. There was so much I would say, but young Scott wouldn't have listened.
Right, right.
You know, it's just cherish every day. Take care of your body. You know, look at it like it could all end tomorrow. You know, cherish and nurture every relationship that comes into your life. Specifically, of course, your band, your loved ones around you, but also the people you meet in the music community. You know, save your partying if you're going to party for your days off. Look at your show days as days to work. Eat healthy and get a good night's sleep.
Right.
Wait for your days off for the fun. You know, I would suggest sobriety for longevity.
Yeah.
But some people can drink. I can't. Every right. time I drink, I break out in handcuffs and end up on the 6 o'clock news.
Yeah.
And that's no joke. Research it.
Right.
You know, I would just, you know, there's so much, you know, that I would share. But what I just shared with you are some important things.
Indeed.
You know, get good advisors around you, save your money. We came out during a time where they were doing that show on MTV with the, I forget the name of it, but they were showing like all these mansions and Rolls Royces and cribs or
right,
whatever, you know? So it was kind of planting in everyone's head at that time. Like, when you get success, this is what you need to do. And I say, no,
yeah,
put it all away. All right, live small, live simple, because it could all go away and save it, because it's an anomaly and it's a rarity, what's happened with Creed. And to be here, you know, 30 years later from when we started the band, and having this resurgence like we are.
And being able to own those mistakes, man, you always have. And I applaud you for doing that, man. I mean, we all struggle, but you own your mistakes, man, and you put it out there. I love that about you.
Well, I hope that I can use those mistakes to help other people so they don't make them, you know, and just share my story.
Let's talk about Higher Power a little bit more. I mean, was this the very first song that you recorded? I know Scott called you. Had you already recorded some other stuff, or how did that get into the album process?
Yeah, I had recorded some other stuff. But it really just at where I was in my life at the time, without that song even being, it was really the song that had to be the title track and had to be the first song on the record, because that's where the journey began. And that is the defining song of where I want to be. And what I've realized in my life is everything I want to accomplish in life, and the man that I want to be, and the human being I want to be, all depends on the condition of me as a spirit man, my faith, which and then creates sobriety. So everything starts from there. That's what's got to be at the top, is my relationship with God. And when that's right, good things happen. And so it was just fitting that song started the record. And the song actually ends with a song, and I won't give it away, but it's bookended with God.
Wow.
And then there's a pretty arduous journey in between that I kind of wrote and lived out in real time that I think the fans will get once they listen to the record from start to finish.
Wow, that's great. Another track I wanted to talk about is Dead Man's Trigger. I mean, the video is kind of a lyric thing, kind of set with this old Western theme, but I guess it could be interpreted in a modern sense. The lyrics, you say, you push, I pull, I'm a dead man's trigger. Love this song, man. What can you add to that, if you will?
You know, I love the swaggery, kind of sexy vibe, kind of classic vibe of the music that we created, and I love performing it. And I'm just going to let the interpretation of that song just sit and let the fans take it as they will.
Yeah.
It was definitely capturing an emotion and a feeling that I was definitely thinking and living in real time. But again, I'll just let that song be the art that it is, and hopefully people dig it as much as I do, because that's one I definitely love to sing and perform.
It's definitely got a swagger to it, no doubt about it. Thank you so much, man. I feel better after talking with you every time you're on the show, man. You're so optimistic and positive. And we do have a show with Creed coming through Austin, where I'm based at, in November, man. So I look forward to it. Maybe I can see you in person next time. But best of luck on all the great stuff coming to you in 2024.
Thank you so much, brother. And you better come out and see me, my friend.
I will. Have a great day, Scott.
All right,
I'll talk
man.
To you soon, man.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.